Weiter in Shas, we have a message of Samuel Chavah, picking up on Samuel Chavah, based by the bottom page, line 9 lines up from the bottom. We left off with the discussion between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham Mekir, the Tanakama. And the discussion was talking about if you have a kli, something which is a complete and total kli, and then you get it attached to the ground, does that kli now retain its status as a kli or not? We're going to see a discussion about that when it comes to the idea of mikvah. We know that if you have water that's in a kli, it can no longer be used for a mikvah. So now what we're going to talk about over here is that we're going to get into a brice about whether you have water that flows through a kli, but it's attached to the ground. Is that going to be something okay or not? We saw this come up of a Kama Samach Zayin. Let's see it again. Tanu Rabbanan, Tzinor Shechokaku Levesof Kavu Besposes of Mikvah. If you have a tzinor, you have this pipe that they were chokuk. You know, that they, yeah, it's like a piece of wood or stone, and they were chokuk means they dug out the middle of it to make like this pipe. And then they attach it to the ground. Even though it's attached to the ground, it's still called a kli. So according to this brisa, if you have a completely made kli, and even if you attach it to the ground, it retains its status as a kli. So tzina shechokul b'sof kavo posas a mikvah, it's going to pass all the stuff of the mikvah. Kavu l'b'sof chagakulina posas a mikvah. But if at first you're a kaveya it, and the ground you attach to the ground before was a kli, says Rosh Bam, arehu ka'oseh charetz b'kaka, it's like making some sort of, you know, furrow in the ground. And then you afterwards rechok, you get, it's not going to pass the mikvah, it's going to be fine. Mani. Now, who is this going like? Lor b'lezer or Rabbanan. It's not going like neither the b'lezer or the Rabbanan. Frank the Gemara, straight up, what are you talking about? What machlokas are b'lezer and the Rabbanan? What are we talking about? Hey, Rabbi Eliezer, which Rabbi Eliezer is it that we're saying that's not going to work with this braise? It says there's Bam here, Rabbi Eliezer. Me'eza divrei Rabbi Eliezer ata lamed delo svir lehach braise. Where do you learn out that Rabbi Eliezer says something that's not working with this braise? V'odin havi lelemeber hai rabbanan ach ein derech gemara lahari kokach. It doesn't go straight, you don't speak so much. So it means which Rabbi Eliezer, which rabbanan, etc. Elim Rabbi Eliezer the bias, if you want to say it's Rabbi Eliezer of a house. Says Rashbam, we're talking about here the machteshes chakuka, that if you have the machteshes, the mortar, you know, mortar and a pestle. So the mortar, we're talking about chakuka, the besef kavu. First, it was you know, chakuk. You say chakuk in English, carved out, and then they were kaveh kikarka mashvila. Umechura bechlal bias. It's considered part of the house. Ami rabbanon de pligia le argues in it. Lo lahavehanu rabbanon de amar leel lo relezer velo rabbanon. Right, the price we said, Rabbi said that somebody who sells the house, it includes even this machteshes that's attached to the ground, even if it was finished before it was attached. So it must be Rabbi Lezer holds that this kli that was first completed and then attached to the ground is considered part of the ground. Therefore, this goes against this brisa, which says that a completed vessel retains its status even if it's attached to the ground. Says Gemara, but Dilma Hainu Taima. Maybe the reason why he's saying that it's included in the kli, in the sale, that it's like considered part of the ground, so to speak, is Rabbi Eliezer Sever, Mocher Bain Yafa Mocher. Just when you sell Mayan Yafa, like Rabbi Akiva. Says Rishbam, Hilka Chafagav, the Ika Torres Kli, even though it's still considered kli. Kevin the Mechubar, Mocher and Mocher. Really, we're going to let it go, you know, because we're selling Bain Yafa. Aval, Gabe Tzinach, Shechakaku, Lebesov Kavu, Modi, the Pasil Mikvah. Maybe it's going to pass to the Mikvah for it can't be him. And Rabbanan Tzavi Mocher Bayin Ra Mocher. And they hold the one who argued with the lesser, and they say that one that's attached is not included in the sale. They say that you sell Bayin Ra, but therefore you don't have a Raya to connect it over here. So which one are we talking about? Because this taka could actually work. It could be the same Rabbi Eliezer over here, and everything is good and dandy. Valor Rabbi Eliezer the Kaveris Devorim. We're talking about Rabbi Eliezer of the Beehive. This is a throwback. Anyway. Kaveris Devarim by a beehive. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Right, we assume now the Rashbam says that Mechuberis Yibakarka Betit. We're assuming we're talking about a beehive that is cemented to the ground. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hare Kikarka, is considered like the karka, is like the ground. Vikosvin Alea Prosbol. It's considered like the land, and you even allowed to write a prosbol on it. Peep, turn the page. Samachvav, ve'ena mekabelas tuma amanaf. Ve'ena mekabelas tuma b'mkoma, and it's not going to be mekabel tuma while it's in its place. Ve'arodem yimeno b'shabbos chayev chatas. And somebody detaches, you take off honey from it, on Shabbos it's going to be chayev chatas. So to take you to the beginning of the statement, when it says it's like karka, it says Rashba, marika karka, l'chol davar lios niktes bekesev v'shtar v'chazaka. We know karka is niktes bekesev with money, shtar and chazaka. Not but like through mashicha or agba. V'liknas al gaba metaltalin, and you could also do kone metaltalin via it, right? And that is that it comes along, kinyan agav, with it. V'lichtav alea prozbol, ki ilu hi karka, you could write a prozbol like it's karka, the tana b'sach ha-shviyah, and Berich Acheron ankles and prizbol el ala karka. You can only write prizbol on karka tzagmed and then shmita year. If you're not going to lose your loans, you have to give it over to. And a prizbol becomes over like the Beis Din's, and therefore you can still collect it. So you can only do it on karka. Veim ein lo. If you don't have karka, mezakim b'sul chadeh. You mezakim for in his field. The lisham mafurish lefisha ra hilasim nimoy mashirim, right over there. It's mafar, it explains because hilasim people are rich, people are not lending money to poor people because they were scared that in Shavuos they're going to lose out all their money, and they're over on pen yeh davar im levavcha b'liyal amad hilav v'hiskin prusbal, therefore he made a prusbal. And prus revach kemoshe hifriz al midosav the mesachas nida, it's a revach, the space bol asirim. So pros bol is revach for the Ashirim. Klomer revach l'Ashirim. Shalei yafsidu shalahem ve'utanan gufa shapros bol musrani lachem ploni uploni, right, peep on the other side. Uploni at the end. Shabakam ploni. Okay, goes through the whole dinam of what pros bol are. But the point is that it's like pros bol, all these things like it is, you can write a pros bol on it. And it's not going to become a mekabel tuma when it is in its place. Says Rashbam, zua kaveris b'makoma. This beehive in its place to keep the chuberis ilakarka, since it's mechuber takarka. Since the beehive itself is in its place and it's mechuber lakarka, therefore it's no longer considered a kli. And even the devash that's in it, unbelievable, the honey that's in it, in mekabel tuma the debata lagabe kaveris. It's bottled to the beehive. But says the Rashbam, v'davka b'mkoma, it's only if it stays in its place. Of lim not love, you move in misham, az mekabel davashtama. And someone who takes honey from it on Shabbos, if you go ahead and you detach it, you erode the man of Shabbos, chayiv chatas. Why? Says the Rashbam, pashut, kishi b'mkoma, dahinu makam gidulo shel davash. That's the place where it was grown. So chayiv chatas, kitolish menekarka, like you did talisha, you separated from the ground. You detach something that was connected to the ground. Says Rashbam, Alma, you see, Rabbi Eliezer, Chakaku ulubisov kavu. If you did chakika, you carved it out, you, whatever I'm trying to say here, ulubisov, and after you went, you're covered in the karka, mashvilei ubrais. You made it like karka. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer, rather it's like the Rabbanon. That sentence that we said on Amud Beis of Samachim Beis, clearly it's not going like Rabbi Eliezer over here, because that's him. It said that if you are do chakika and then afterwards you put it to the ground, it's going to passel the mikvah. Rabbi Eliezer says, look, it chakakul b'sof kavu, it becomes like karka, it loses any status. The chachamim say it's not like karka. Mishum dechiber b'karka lo batel Torah's kli mina. It's not mevatel the Torah's kli from it. Umikabel is tuma b'mkoma. It's going to be kabel tuma b'mkoma. V'gam advash the lo bayi machshava kedetanya lekaman ba'mocher es ha'sefina. And vayter on that is ve'in kosav lo prizbol. You can't write a prizbol on it because that's considered like karka. Umikabel is tuma b'mkoma, and it's mekabel tuma in its place because not considered can attach for doing a b'shabbos potter, because not considered like you did tolish over there because not even attached to the ground. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Hasam Gedamer Rabbi Elazar Taima. There, the case of the beehive. The reason Rabbi Eliezer would say that it's considered like karka, so to speak, is like he goes according to the way the Rabbi Elazar explains. Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's pshat Rabbi Eliezer? Dichsev. He learns out from the pasuk in Shmuel. Vayitpal osah biyaris hadavash, and he dipped it into the forest of honey. So he's explaining why the kaveris was already formed and ready before and then put to the ground, that's considered like it's mechuber. The chosh of the kaveris, says Rashbam, the chosh of the kaveris, dvorim, ke mechuber, tichsev, yitbo sa, be yaris at the vash, be yehonasin, because if it's written by Yehonasan,
This is in Sefer Shmuel. Yonasan, who was a son of Shaul HaMelech, he dipped his stick into the bee's honey. And it says that there were the vash amakim gidulim ayri v'karle yar and amakim gidulim. It's called the yar, the forest. Hilka chashav li mechuber is considered mechuber. V'afilu ina kaveris mechuberis mamish. Even though it's not mamish mechuber, b'karka aval gabei tzinor shechakaku where you're chokeket losof kavu and then you set it up. Modir bel Eliezer the chashav kli. Even he would be maskim that is considered like it's still a kli upasil and it's going to be upasil mikvah is going to pasil because the ketanim raisa v'kati lo yidina and hayniu Rabbi Eliezer. The less leach brisa. So we see. Let's read it straight up now in the Gemara. Hasgun der Rebbelezer time. Adam Rebbelezer my time. Rebbelezer the Chassidim says v'yit bo'osal b'yaris devash. Ma yaar hatolish min of Shabbos chayev chatas. Just like a forest, someone who goes and tells something is going to be chayev. After vash, I wrote him in of Shabbos chayev chatas. So to this case, going to be chayev chatas as well. But that's where he learned it from. But love definitely be arguing with that previous statement over there. And therefore, we don't know which Rebbelezer is not going along with the brisa. Ella, which Rebbelezer is not going along with this brisa. Rabbi Eliezer did daf. It's Rabbi Eliezer of a daf, which means literally a board that was used by bakers. The time we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, daf shenachtom shekavu bakosel. If you have this board of nachtom of bakers, that there would be this wide thing, and there would be lalush as a pas. They would knead the dough on it. It was attached to the wall. Right, or the Rashi says another pshat is that they would put their pieces of their bread on it. They hang on the wall so people can go and they could buy from it. Rabbi Eliezer Metayer, Rabbi Eliezer says this thing is not mekabel tuma because it's attached to a wall, therefore it's not considered a kli. Says the Rashbam, the chol mechuber the karka, hariuke karka. The chachamim mitamim mechamim say no, it can be mekabel tuma. Says the Rashbam, the lo batel legabe karka, it's not considered batel to the karka. Now the Rashbam points out that there's no distinction that's being made over here whether or not it was first that daf, that board, was smoothed out and made to a kli before it's put in a wall or after it's made into the wall. Because we know that just a piece of wood by itself is clearly not going to be a kabbalah tum, it's nothing. But let's say it was smoothed out and to be an actual chash of a thing, and therefore it can be a kabbalah tum at that stage, right? Then Dina might change, but over here we see that the din doesn't change. No matter what it's going to be, Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that it's not called a kli, even if it was, you know, smoothed out first and attached after the fact. In other words, it had a status of kli beforehand. The Chachamim say that it is considered a kli, even if it was attached first and after the fact, they smoothed it out. It's still considered like a kli. It's not considered like it's connected to the wall, like it's karka itself. Now, doing that idea of smoothing it out to begin to a kli is similar to the chakika that we saw before of the carving out of the thing beforehand. And let's try to go and attach that machlokas to this one. Mani. So who is the author of this braisa of the mikvah? E Rabbi Eliezer, when it's Rabbi Eliezer. Afilu chakaku v'lemsof kavu. Then he would have said, even if it was first hollowed out and then it was attached, it's not going to be considered a kli that it's going to be a problem. And the rabbanon, if the rabbanon afilu kavu v'lemsof chaku nami, even if they were kavu first and then they were mechakik it, they were choking it afterwards, it doesn't consider it's. It does become like a kli, and therefore it's going to make it a problem. So therefore, it must be that the brisa is not working like either one of them. Beautiful. And there's your answer of how we see that it's neither Eliezer or the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, no. Really, maybe he's not arguing, because Leola and Rabbi Eliezer here, maybe we could say that a brisa works within the world of Rabbi Eliezer, because maybe he's going to be maskim that a kli that was first finished and then put on the ground is still considered a kli. So what's pshat about the baker's board attached to the wall, that it's not going to be considered a kli anymore, because it's something which is not able to be mekabel tumah at all. It's pshutei kli eitz, and pshutei kli eitz are not able to become tumah at all, and therefore that's going to be a different case. For shiny pshutei kli eitz, the tumah derabanan, that whole shtickle is just a derabanan dika shtickle. So since the tumah is only a derabanan dika tumah, you could say that it doesn't apply to a kli that's attached to the ground, even if it was finished before it was attached. Okay, so where we stand is the midrabanan shtickel doesn't go onto the, again, pshutei kli eitz, it's attached to the wall, or it's attached to the ground. So, this baker's board that's attached to the wall is not considered like a kli in this context. However, right? Although, according to the Gemara's understanding right now, even though kelim attached to the ground are considered kelim, this derabbanan decree, which is only midrabbanan to start with, didn't go into this type of kli. The Braisa, though, was talking about a doraisa dikadin, that mayim she'uvim, drawn water, is not able to be used for a mikvah. That goes according to the basic rules that even a kli that's attached to the ground, assuming it was made into a kli before it's attached to the ground, is still considered like a kli. Now, says the Gemara, mechlal de she'iva d'oraisa. That would imply that mayim she'uvim is a d'oraisa dikadin. To go ahead, and the water that's drawn is considered a d'oraisa issue. And beep, turn the page. Samach Vav Beis, V'Hakayma L'Derabanan. But we know that this is really only a din derabanan. V'od, and furthermore, Ha'amar Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, Ben Rav Chanina, B'daf Shel Matechas Machlokas. This is the whole Machlokas here. It's not even about wood altogether, right? It's about Matechas, about money, about metal, which can be Mekabel Tumma Midoraisa. So you can't say, like you said before, that it's talking about this wooden board, which is only a Tumma Dika, only Tumma Midirabanan. Therefore, back to like we said, a braisa in the beginning cannot be compatible and working within the world of Rebbe Eliezer. So now everything's good and dandy. That statement, that braisa we mentioned, doesn't work with Rebbe Eliezer or the Rabbanan. Says Gemara, no, really it can work. Le'olam Rabbanan, the braisa does work with Rabbanan, that a kli that's attached to the ground is, I don't care if it was finished before or after it was attached, it is considered a kli, and therefore it will passel and it will mess up. Says Rishbam, Elilam Rabbanan Didafu. Vishaini She'iva Dirabanan.
Really, then, the stuff that's attached to the ground should be that it's not going to. Pardon, that Really, if it's attached to the ground, even if it's a kli made afterwards, it should make it tame. So why here is it not? It should pass it. Why doesn't it? Shani Shiva Durabanan. Because old din of She'iva, of drawing the thing, is that Durabanan to get in. And since that halacha of drawn water is going to pass on mikvahs only Midurabanan, then we can say it doesn't apply to a kli that was first attached to the ground and only after the fact it was completed. Says Gamar, Iachi. If that's really true, says Rabbanan, says Rashban, to the Rabbanan, Hakol Shava Bein Kavu V'Achachachaku Bein Chaku V'Achachachavu. No matter which way you did it, you dug it out first, then put it in, then you were kovei or you kovei, and then dug it out. That low button legabi karka chashuv kli gamer. It's not going to be button to the karka, and it's going to be considered kli v'gabi shiva who da'akilu and by shiva. Because it's a Darabanan, we're makel, levatlo, agav karka, filu chakaku, levsofkavu, nami, lo yifso mikvah, veliftel agav karka. If it's really true, that in reference is deraisa dikadin, there's no difference between a kli that was finished before it was attached, one was afterwards, then also in reference to me, Darabanan, should be no difference either. So why is it about the Bryce is saying that this dugout thing, this pipe, doesn't make water that goes through it into Mayim She'uvim only if it was first attached and then it was hollowed out. I feel Chokul Vesof Kavunami. Even if it was hollowed out first and then it was attached, it also shouldn't make it into Mayim She'uvim. And for the Gemara, Shiny Hasam, the case of the pipe that was first hollowed out and then attached is different than the case of the one that was first attached and hollowed out. The Ikator is Kli Lo Betolush, because when it's first hollowed out, it has the status of a kli while it was still not attached. Since it was a kli before it was attached, it retains the status even after the fact. Says Rashbam, Chol kach lo ratzu l'hakel. The ain l'cha she'iva gedol mizu. It don't be some maker. You don't have a she'iva more than that. Hol v'hav shame kli aleh kodem. It has a shame kli on it before. Kodem shehukfu b'karka. V'lo chashavt le kli batzak zera son l'gamre. If you can consider a kli or mavatzak the zera, entirely.
Moving on to another subject connected by Rav Yosef. Let's say you have this rainwater that one wanted to use in order to wash this itzrobilin we saw in the past. It's the ring of the mill, the mill ring. Maul is Zraim, what's going to be the din in reference to making the Zraim, the seeds, Mekabel Tuma? We know that there's a pasuk that says, V'chiyutan, that in order for something to get to a point where it's going to be mekabel tuma, it has to be that it gets wet with one of the Zion mashkin, yad shach adam. But let's say a person doesn't want it to get wet at all. They don't want the liquid to be used to do such a thing, then it wouldn't actually be mekabel tuma. But let's say you do want it for something, but not for this. You want it just in order to go ahead to wash the mill ring. And what's going to be the din now? Is it considered a din of a chiyutan that is going to make the seeds susceptible to tuma right now? Do we say that it's attached to the ground? Therefore, the mill ring is considered like land. Therefore, the rainwater can't then go ahead and then splash on the things and make them mekabel tuma. Or do we say that it's not considered land, and therefore this rainwater can make this thing machshiv, can be mekabel tuma? Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, in the world of Rabbi Eliezer, this goes back to Samech Hayom Rebeis, one blad ago, Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Kol Mechum Lekaka, Haruka Kaka, anything which is attached to the land is considered like land. Lo Tibayelach, it's not even a question. Of course it's considered like land, and therefore won't be make the other thing mekabel tuma or mukshel mekabel tuma. Ki tabayilach alibi derabbanan. The question is only with the rabbanan and da'amri enu kekarka. If you have a kli that's complete before you put it to the ground, it's not considered like the ground. Then my what's going to be the din? And for the gemara teku, good question. We don't answer. One last point which is going to be discussing this. Shalach lei Rav Nechemi b'reid Rav Yosef l'Rabbi b'reid Rav Huna zuti l'nar day. So he sent the statement to Rabbi, the son of Rabbi Huna Zutai, who was in Arda, the following idea: Ki as yahach itzach itzal kamach. When the woman is going to come to you. Now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about over here that if somebody dies, Rechman al son, he has daughters that aren't married, then they get a little part of his Yerusha, of his estate, for their marriage, and whatever father would give, if you can't forget, then you give 10% of it. And, this is assuming that they're sons. If not, they split up their whole thing amongst the daughters here. So what happens when she comes in front of you? Peep, turn the page. Samach Zayin. Agba Isur Nichse. Collect for her a tenth of the stuff that's going to be given to her. Says the Rashbam. Shabbas notels b'nichse avia. B'shil parnasas habal li'inasebo. It's a dowry. V'kaimelim b'ksuvas tav samaches. L'parnasas shaman ba'av. We evaluate. V'heichad ein yodin daito notels. We don't know what his das is. Notels isur nichase. We take it from karka, not from metaltan. Like we say in ksuvas. So I feel it's trublei, even from the millstone rings, which means that this is considered like karka. Says Rashbam Kribi Eliezer. The kolam achobel karka reuke karka. Pretty straightforward. Amravashi kavina bay Rav Kahana. We're by Rav Kahana magbina filu me amla debate. We would say that this the girl can collect even from the rent for the houses that belong to the father. Says Rashbam the inu metaltan kavuin bekarka. These are not the inun metaltle kavuin bekarka. This is metaltan kavuin the karka. Therefore, it's like karka itself. So it comes out though at the end of the day that it's like Rabbi Eliezer, because to Rabbi Eliezer, anything that's attached to a ground, even if it was something that was finished before it was put into the ground, it's considered like karka itself. And we see the halacha goes like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.